This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. House Speaker Paul Ryan showed no surprise at the president's veto of the defunding of Planned Parenthood and of Obamacare Friday. Yet his reaction can be expected to send shockwaves through the months between now and November elections, with the actual costs of insuring Americans now rocketing to over an untenable $40,000 per person. Ryan says it is now only a matter of whether Obamacare collapses of its own weight or is repealed. Ryan adds that the path to repeal has now been made clear. From D.C. to Washington State, from the Carolinas to San Francisco, America is preparing to mourn abortion. For well over 40 years, abortion has been decriminalized, and Americans are seeking to inform their neighbors and cities of their credible opposition to the taking of life in abortion. The first state to legalize abortion, Washington State, will host this year's first Walk for Life, Saturday the 16th, in Spokane. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. That ACLU demand that a California Catholic hospital abandon its right to conscience and provide tubal ligation on demand has been rejected by a state superior court in San Francisco. Even state law allows conscience rights for hospitals. The ACLU is likely looking for a way to change that law by appealing to courts. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.